Yeah, this is Dr. Shelley Epstein, continuation on a dictation on Joseph Scarcella, S-C-A-R-C-E-L-L-A. I'm continuing the mental status exam. He's alert and oriented to person, place, and time. His insight and judgment is fair. He reports helplessness and a empty emotional feeling. I believe that he continues to meet criteria for major depressive disorder, moderate, recurrent, not psychotic. He seems to be benefiting from Adderall for his concussion symptoms. He has monthly sessions with his M. Cunningham and weekly sessions for therapy. Responses to questions. Diagnosis. I believe the diagnosis is properly stated and supported by objective findings. He has a history of an injury. And subsequent treatments were reviewed. I believe there's a causal relationship between the accident and the psychiatric injuries claimed by the claimant. His current psychiatric status requires a continued psychopharmacology and therapy. Does the documentation support progress with the current treatment plan program? Yes, he is benefiting from the current treatment program. Is the length and frequency of treatment appropriate? Yes, weekly therapy sessions and monthly pharmacology sessions are appropriate with 30 to 45 minutes each. Is further treatment and diagnostic tests necessary? I believe he should continue treatment for the next 6 months. I would not recommend any diagnostic tests at this time. Has the claimant reached MMI? No, he has not. Regarding a permanency, my hope is that it's not a permanent and that he will still recover from this depressive episode. His impairment is depression. Functional ability, he's able to provide for his own basic needs. But is not able to function in a work capacity at this time. I defer to my medical colleagues regarding the need for future diagnostic tests. I believe he still has a degree of disability of at least 75%. I believe his subjective complaints are supported by objective medical evidence, specifically the mental status exam. I was been also asked to review a letter with additional questions. Sedgwick CMS CC number 301-800-1416900-01. WCB number G20451-41, hour number 19-165764. Apparently, Dr. Cunningham, his psychiatric treater, indicated a 75% degree of disability. And his orthopedist, Dr. Feldman, indicated 100% disability. His treating physician believes continued psychotherapy is necessary. I have included a list of the records I have reviewed that were given to me to review for this IME. Of note, initial treatment records and all doctors and all treating doctors' records. Oh, actually, I forget that. With the package to review, I did not see a job description, an incident report, or treatment requests. Okay. I did attempt to address the following questions. One, what does the claimant report as the mechanism of injury of the accident of record? He hit his head. While working as a purser in the galley, and bent to pick something up and hit the top of his head with a counter while attempting to stand. His job title at the time of the injury was flight attendant. He states his job duties specifically included service and safety. He worked 100 hours a month which was considered more than full-time. Three, initial treatment was at urgent care the day after the accident. Any information on initial testing and results was not included in my packet. Five, what subsequent treatment has he had? He reports that he has had physical therapy. And surgeries prior to 2018 included a knee replacement, and hip refacing. He states that he has to avoid lifting at this time. He has not reached maximum medical improvement from a psychiatric standpoint. I'm unable to comment on physical issues, as it's beyond my specialty. Six. Is there permanency? And I had stated my hope is that he recovers more fully. Seven, is he able to work in any capacity? I don't believe so from a psychiatric standpoint at this time. Eight, are objective findings consistent with subjective complaints? I believe so. Nine, does the current treatment appear appropriate and medically necessary? Yes. 10, is claimant on medications? Yes, a list has been provided of his psychiatric medications. He states he did take his medications on the day of his IME. A claimant addressing one. Have you worked in any capacity since your accident? He said no. Two, how did he travel to today's appointment? A car. Do you require assistance driving a car? He said no. Did you have injuries, illnesses, or surgeries prior to this injury? Yes, he said a knee replacement, a left knee problem, and hip refacing. He has not had any psychiatric treatment prior to this. Does he have major medical conditions? Four, he says he has hypertension and takes medication as outlined above. Five, what is his usual physical activities outside of work? He can no longer go to the gym. He can no longer do any landscaping or cleaning. He needs help with all those basic activities, according to him. He did not report any hobbies. 7, he states he does not use assistive devices. 9, prior to this, he was able to carry out all basic activities of daily living. He does not exercise at home. His psychiatric treatment has been outlined. He needs help with a variety of activities of daily living. I am unable to comment on his non-psychiatric functioning, as it's beyond my realm of expertise. I certify that this report is full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition in accordance with WCL Section 12 NYCRR 300.2. I further certify that no person or entity has caused, directed, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion, and that I've reviewed this report and attest to its accuracy.